All right, now that we've gotten some orientation down, let's show you the options menu, which is kind of the main launching point to get to all of the parts of the system. As alluded to earlier, you can press O chord to get into the options menu. That's dots 1, 3, 5, and the space bar.
Options menu opened.
And we hear options menu opened. Well, what if I don't know how to navigate the options menu? Well, I can do H chord to get some help. Let's press that now.
Options menu help.
And we hear options menu help. Let's start going down the help with dot 4 chord.
O chord enters the options menu. Z chord exits it.
All right, so we just heard that O chord gets into the options menu. Z chord will take us out of it.
The following key combinations can be used to navigate the menu. Select the first item, 1, 2, 3 chord. Select the last item, 4, 5, 6 chord. Select the previous item, wraps from first to last, 1 chord or backspace. Select the next item, wraps from last to first, 4 chord or space. Activate the selected item, enter, dot 8.
And we can stop there. We've gotten the basic navigation commands just listed out to us. So now that I know what to do, I can press Z chord.
Options menu opened.
All right, here we are in the options menu. So let's start exploring. I can press either the space bar or dot 4 chord to move forward, dot 1 chord or dot 7, which is the backspace in this case, to go back an item. And if I reach the start of the menu, for example, and try to go back, I'm going to wrap around to the last item in that menu and continue moving up. The same is true if I am at the last item in the menu and I try to go forward, I'm going to wrap around back to the first. And of course, dots 1, 2, 3 chord takes us to the first item, dots 4, 5, 6 chord to the last. I'm going to press the space bar. Let's see what we got.
Settings. Shortcut is S.
Here's settings, and we also heard that its shortcut is S. So what this means is if I know I want to get straight to settings, which is what we're going to do in the next section here, I can do O chord followed by S. I don't have to go find it. Space again.
Applications. Shortcut is A.
Applications. Shortcut is A.
Time. Shortcut is T.
The time. Shortcut is T.
Date. Shortcut is D.
Date for D.
Battery. Shortcut is B.
Battery. That will tell us the battery status.
File browser. Shortcut is F.
Here's the file browser.
Manage files. Shortcut is M.
Manage files.
Print current file. Shortcut is P.
Print current file.
Wi-Fi. Shortcut is W.
Wi-Fi, which we will go into and set up as well.
Calculator. Shortcut is C.
Here's the scientific calculator.
Stopwatch. Shortcut is.
Stopwatch. Shortcut is. Well, in this case, the shortcut is the number sign, dots 3, 4, 5, 6. Again, this synthesizer does not speak extra punctuation sometimes.
Operating system. Shortcut is O.
Operating system. This is where you can do things like reboot the system, turn services on and off for things like file sharing, change your password, all of that kind of fun stuff. It's not anything you need to worry about if you don't want to.
User, shortcut is U.
Here's the user menu. This is a special menu where you can copy your most frequently used either applications or shortcuts from the options menu system itself if you want to get to them quickly. So if you have to go several levels down to something that you use all the time, you might want to add it to the menu here. We're not going to go through that, but know that there is a way to create kind of quick shortcuts to your frequently used applications or settings.
Voice command. Shortcut is V.
Here's the voice command option where you can issue some basic voice commands to the system.
Help. Shortcut is H.
I'm going to go into the help index here because this is where you can access all of the onboard help topics. So press enter or dot 8.
Help topics index opened.
Now we're in the help topics index menu and we heard that that's open, so we can start going down. I'm going to press the space bar.
Getting started.
The first item in this menu is getting started. And if you are new to the BT Speak, this might be a very good place to begin exploring. This is actually a menu, so let's press dot 8 to go inside and see what's available.
Getting started documents opened.
Let's press the space bar.
Read the getting started guide. Shortcut is G.
Here's the getting started guide.
Listen to the getting started tutorial. 2 hours, 3 minutes. Shortcut is T.
Here's this very tutorial. So if you want to listen to that on board your BT Speak, you can.
What's new in this release? Shortcut is N.
Then we have what's new in this release, and this refers to new changes in the most recent software update that's on your BT Speak. We will show you how to perform software updates a little later in this tutorial. But if you want to find out what's been changed, this is where you go.
Read the Getting Started Guide. Shortcut is G.
And space takes us back to the Getting Started Guide. We'll press Z chord to back out of here.
Getting started.
And then let's continue exploring the rest of the index with the spacebar.
BT Learn menu.
Here's BT Learn.
BT Speak Editor.
BT Learn, by the way, is the Braille tutorial application that's included on the BT Speak. Then we got to the BT Speak Editor.
DeckTalk.
Information on the DeckTalk synthesizer, which is included from Human Voice LLC.
OpenAI Key.
OpenAI Key, if you want to use the ChatGPT application that was written by Tim Noonan, that's included on here. This gives you information on how to get a key to work with that service.
Voxen Voices.
Here's Voxen Voices. Information on installing Vocalizer Voices, which a few are included from Code Factory by default on the BT Speak. You can buy additional voices from the Oralux project if interested.
AI Chat.
Information on the AI Chat. That's the name of that ChatGPT application.
Boot menu.
Information on the emergency boot menu.
Calculator.
Calculator help.
Calendar menu.
Calendar.
Change clock.
Change clock. There's a lot in here, so we don't need to go through all of these, but you can find help on pretty much anything that you would want to know about the BT Speak here. So again, that was O chord H to get to this. Let's do Z chord to back out.
Help. Shortcut is H.
And now we're back in the main options menu. Let's continue exploring with the spacebar.
Settings. Shortcut is S.
In this case, we're back to settings.